How to do Lily? More better said, Lily is going to show you how he, what tricks he loves to do. I have some treats, but don't burn them up right away. I'm not ready yet. Let me give you the text today.
I'm in my car.
And of course, you can't preach a sermon about a dog. All right.
Sure.
Sermons have to be about what's in the Bible. But and a lot there's been a lot of arguments about whether there are dogs in heaven. Let me just say this: we know there are animals in heaven. Because when you look at the book of Revelation, horses come out of heaven. Jesus himself comes down with the voice of the archangel or the trumpet call of God, and he comes into riding into the earth on the Mount of Olives, riding on a white horse. And he's the one who's called Faithful and True. And on his thigh is written, you know, Jesus has a tattoo, everybody?
Wow.
It says, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Tattoo. Now, don't ever get that tattoo on yourself. That's a tattoo for Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah.
If you think you're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you got another thing coming, I would just say. Only one person should have that tattoo. But we know there are animals in heaven, and they're creatures worshiping God around the throne. Now, does that mean that Fido is going to be with you in the afterlife? I don't know. But if you really, really love that dog, and God really, really loves you, don't you think that he might provide for you a dog that seems a whole lot like Fido did in your life? Or you get to heaven and you won't even care. You won't even miss him. I have no idea how God works it all out, but we know there are animals in heaven, and it's possible that your dog will be in heaven. I just know for sure that there are not cats in heaven. We know that there's a lion in the new heaven and the new earth. The lion lies down with the lamb, so maybe there are lions on earth, but... to stretch. I guess maybe there are some cats. Cats in the new earth, but not in heaven.
That's it.
Near my house when I live in heaven. That's all I'm saying. So if you have a Bible, or if you have a Bible on your phone, are we rolling there?
Yep.
You good? All right. Miss Beth, making it happen. Five lessons of unconditional love that I learned from my dog. 1 John 4:7-21 is my text today. It talks about the unconditional love of God. And I love this so much. Of course, we know that John was known as John the Beloved. He was the closest disciple to Jesus. It said that John would lean against Jesus at the table. Now that's a buddy right there.
Yeah, buddy.
Right? Not many dudes would I let lean against me, right? I let my son lean against me. I let some very close friends who I know and trust lean against me, but that's a sign of intimacy. He was known as John the Beloved, the very loved one. And these epistles, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, were written by him to the church. And here's what John says. He says, "Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God, but anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and his love is brought to full expression in us. And God has given us his Spirit as proof that we live in him and that he lives in us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. All who declare that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in God live in love, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid in the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear." Let me ask you something. You living in fearful times?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you heard it said over and over again? I've never seen it like this. They were saying the same thing back in John's day. He said, "Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear." So we don't have to be afraid.
Amen.
Yeah. No matter who's president, no matter who's in the Congress, no matter who's fighting who, no matter who is killing who, we don't have to be afraid. Perfect love expels all fear. And that's not just true in John's day, that's true in our day. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
If we are afraid, it's for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced His perfect love. We love each other because He loved us first. If someone says, "I love God, but he hates his fellow believer," that person is a liar. Or if we don't love people who we can see, how can we love God who we cannot see? And He has given us this commandment: those who love God must also love their fellow believers. This month at Summit Church, as we go back to the high school next week, and in these next 3 or 4 weeks, I want to focus in on how we can be a loving, healthy church.
Amen.
Amen.
Because healthy things grow, right?
Yeah.
Growing things change. Change challenges us. Challenge causes us to trust God. Right? Trust leads to growth, to faith, and healthy things grow. You see how that works? We want to build a healthy church culture. And it starts with us loving each other better. Loving each other better. Spending more time with each other in small group, before and after church, in our personal times with one another. Being intentional about building our relationships with each other in the church stronger than ever before. And that's going to carry us into the fall, into a whole new era and season of ministry. I believe it with all my heart. I hope you do too. And I hope you want our church to be healthy. I think you do.
Yeah.
And it starts with this very thing, love. We have to love each other. We have to love each other unconditionally. And love is self-sacrificing. And love, it's unadulterated. It's like my dog Louie. You want to, this is my sermon illustration. Come on, Lily. Let me show you the plethora of tricks that Louie can do. We have a carpet here, so he can go over.
Yay, Louie.
Yay, let's hear it for Louie.
Louie.
Say. Oh, there you go. Come here. Bing,
bing. He says, "I see those treats." Oh, there you go.
You know, it's funny, he's always just came back to our front door. Like, he'd take off and I'd go, "Bye bye, Louie," and he'd come back to the front door, like, "I'm just kidding."
Bing bang! Say, bing bang!
Buddy, don't
step backwards.
Bing bang!
I swear he knows tricks!
You had to make liars out of you every time.
Okay, that was good. He didn't pound it. Just do roll over.
Bing bang. No, do roll over. There.
Gracie, come try.
I'll do it. I got this.
See if Gracie has any success. He's got a gentle little spirit, you know. He you yell at him, he'll still come back to you and lick your hand. When you have to get after him, he doesn't like it, but he's a faithful dog, right? And he's always trying to protect the house. You know, he's up the front door, back door, always looking to see if someone's getting near, if someone's getting close, right? And what he does for me and for my family is invaluable. Some men, you know my son Max. And Max does not like hugs. He doesn't like a lot of touching. For some reason, he doesn't mind Louie touching him. He doesn't mind Louie licking him. He doesn't mind affection from Louie. So I know that if nothing else, Max is going to get love at least from the dog this week. Even if he won't receive love from the human being, he's going to receive love, unconditional love from this little pet right here. What Louie does for me, in many days when Kim is working out of the house or she's down in Colorado Springs, the kids are at school, I'm in the house all by myself, I'm studying the Bible or I'm doing chaplain work or whatever, he keeps me company. He'll come and sit right at my feet and he'll sit there all day long. He's a faithful companion.
He visits people in the hospital.
He visits people, yes, that's right. We visited Tim in the hospital. Louie is a little chaplain. We could call him Chaplain Louie. Give him a little box collar and everything. Because you know what? Yeah. He is more loving than a lot of chaplains I know. He's so fun-loving and joyful and gracious. It's hard to measure what a dog does for a family, what a companion like that does for you. That's why oftentimes when people lose their dog, they grieve almost as if they've lost a member of their family.
Amen.
Because they have.
Yeah.
They have.
Been there.
And I want to talk about the five lessons that we can learn from this text and that I've learned from Louie. And if you're ready, you got the notes on your phone, or if you want to take notes on your notepad, I don't think anybody has a pen and paper anymore. So welcome to the 21st century, everybody. This is how we do it now in these days. But 1 John 4, 7 through 21, in this key text, shows us the unconditional love of God. And let me just ask you something. What does the word unconditional mean? Anybody have an idea? What does it mean when something is unconditional?
No matter what.
No conditions.
No conditions.
No limits.
Depending on nothing.
No strings attached. Right? It's like when I go to the Philippines to preach about the gospel to these Filipino kids. We say for free. Right? Now we come and bring them a gift. We bring them little gospel stories for free. For them. For some of these kids, the only gift they've ever gotten. We're planning on another Navajo missions trip here in October over fall break. And Kim will often pack a whole suitcase or double bag full of toys from the dollar store in Walmart. We'll go and give a Navajo kid a toy. And they never in their life have ever gotten a gift from anyone in their life. And when we say we're free, no strings attached, just because we love them. And for many of these Navajo kids, it's powerful. And I'm telling you, the more that we can demonstrate the love of God in an unconditional way, to love one another the way Christ loves us, and the way I've experienced the love of God even through my little dog Louie, the further ahead our church is going to be, the further ahead you're going to be as a Christian, the deeper you're going to go in Jesus, the better your marriage is going to be, the better the future of your life is going to be. Learn to love that way. So here's the five lessons of unconditional love. Lesson number one, pure affection. God created us to give and receive love without masking or pretense. What I love about Louie is I know exactly what he's thinking at all times. He never pretends. He's always exactly who he is. I know when he's happy. I know when he's angry. I know when he's scared. I know when he's mad. There's no masking. There's no pretense. There's no hiding. Right? There's no denial. And that's what God needs from us. And that's how we need to love each other. He says, dear friends, let's continue to love one another because love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. Anyone who doesn't love does not know God because God is love.
Yeah.
You're going to really love somebody? Take the mask off.
Amen.
Stop pretending.
Amen.
Be real. Be who you truly are. And if you're angry, be angry. If you're afraid, express that. Just be authentic. This little doggy, He right now, he's distracted. He's thinking, what are those girls doing? Tennis balls. I need some tennis balls. He's not pretending to listen to me. He's interested in tennis balls. All right. Lesson number two is a protective attitude. God knew that sin would destroy us, so he sent Jesus to rescue us from destruction. Just like my dog barking annoys some people, the preaching of the gospel is irritating to many.
Yeah.
You know? Because I know when someone's approaching the house. He's like, ruff, 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 ruff. Or there's someone coming down the sidewalk, and he's going, hey, 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 I'm over here, hey. He just wants them to come over and acknowledge his presence, right? But sometimes God calls us to proclaim Jesus to the world. Sometimes we're called to call sinners to repentance. Say, hey, you need Jesus. People are like, well, I don't like that you said that. Well, sorry. But it's who I am. And I am obligated to tell you the truth, whether it's likable or not. Whether you choose to reject me or not. The preaching of the gospel is a lot like my dog barking because he's trying to protect the house. If the movie theater was on fire, you would not be angry at me at yelling you to get out of the theater because it's on fire. Yeah. You could not be offended. I'm trying to save your life. Right? And that's what the preaching of the gospel is. It's a protective attitude. The Bible says that God's not willing any should repent, but any would perish, but all should repent and come to a saving knowledge of Christ. And that's really, really important. And if we really love people, then we have to have that protective attitude. And even at times to warn one another, to go, hey, what you're doing right now, it's destroying you. It's not good for you. You need to stop. And the text in the verse here today, dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, he lives in us. And his love is brought to full expression in us. You know that sometimes love has to be tough. Love sets a curfew. Love holds children to account on their decisions. Love causes me to actually want to eat right and exercise. Not just because I love myself, but because I love my wife. Right? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That every decision I make should be motivated by love.
Yeah.
How I spend my money, how I spend my time, who I hang out with, what I stop doing, what I start doing. Lesson number three. Fearless trust in the master. What I love about Louie is when things seem scary, like if there's tomorrow night or Tuesday night when there's fireworks, or if there's a lightning storm, I can hold Louie. And what's so funny is he'll look around, and then after a while he knows he's in my arms, he'll just tuck his head right in here. He'll just do all the look around and then just tuck his head in there. He just hides. Sometimes he'll even fall asleep right under my armpit like that. Just fall asleep.
Poor dog.
He's like a baby, honestly. And know what that is? That is a fearless trust in the master. A fearless trust.
Hey, my dad's got this. He's going to keep me warm and dry. He knows where my food is. Or if we're in the car. Sometimes I'll be driving in the car and he's in the car. And this is so irritating to me as a driver. But as I'm driving, he'll just crawl up into my lap and then tuck up under my armpit with his face and fall asleep there. Faithful trust in the master. What do you do when you don't know what to do? What do you do when you don't know what to do?
I go next to my mom.
That's good. As an adult, though, my mom is gone and my daddy's gone to heaven. What do I do? I have to trust in Jesus. I have to put my faithful trust in the Master. Because Christ is my Master. My Heavenly Father loves me. He cares for me. He's going to provide for me. He's going to look out for me. He's going to provide for you. There are times when I don't know what to do. I'll just start playing the audio Bible. Start listening to the Psalms in the middle of the night. Remember all of His promises.
Amen.
That He's true to His Word. He's never failed me yet. And He never will.
Amen.
It's true for you too, everybody. Put your faithful trust in the Master. In the same way that Louie tucks into me real close, it's like, oh, my dad's got this. Tuck into Jesus real close. Tuck into His Word. Tuck into His presence. Remember that He loves you. He's got a great plan for your life. Amen. Amen. Are you being heard by this?
Yes.
Lesson number four.
Good.
Faithfulness. Consistent service, day in and day out. What's funny about Louie is that he's always been the same dog. He's always just been that dog. We've been doing the same thing ever since we brought him home. Loved us, cared for us, tried to protect us. Sometimes tucks in. Sometimes is a little naughty, you know, does all the things that a dog does. Faithfulness, consistent service, day in and day out. Servants of God, Christians, sons and daughters of the Lord, which we are, right? God calls us to faithful service, consistency, to be the same person every day, day in and day out. Don't wear a mask. If you're struggling, be real about the struggle. Tuck into Jesus, and tuck into friendship, tuck in. That's what we're going to grow in this July. We're going to grow in our friendships. We're going to grow in our love relationship with God and each other. We're going to build a healthy church culture. Because you know what? The city is filling up with new families that are just dying for a loving environment.
Yeah.
There are people who are moving to Castle Rock who are going, if I could only find some friends. If I could only find some people who are real. If I could only find someone who would love me for who I really am. We can be that church, everybody.
Yeah, we can.
We can be. We have been, and we're going to be. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen. Going to be.
Faithfulness, consistent service, day in and day out. The text today: God is love. All who live in know in love live in God, and God loves them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid in the day of judgment, but we face Him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Number five, final point: loyalty. They always talk about the dog is man's best
friend.
Dog is man's best friend, right? Why is that? Well, they're loyal. They're faithful. They're always at your side. They're always trying to protect you. They know that you're the one who's feeding them, right? they know which side the bread's being buttered on, right? They know where the meals are coming from. They know where the protection's coming from. Can I tell you? You better know. Better know who's protecting you. You better know who the source of your life, your everything in your life is. It's the master. It's the master. Even when people turn their back, you stay true. You stay loyal.
Amen.
You stay true blue, like we talked about.
Yes.
Such love has no fear, because the world of love casts out all fear. Unfaithful, He remains faithful, for you cannot deny who He is. How many of that's comforting? How many of you messed up a little bit? How many, even after you became a Christian, you've messed up a little bit? How many are pretty sure that you're going to might even mess up a little bit this week? Guess what? When we're unfaithful, He remains faithful, because He cannot deny Himself. He cannot deny who He is. I'm a good father. I'm loyal. I'm faithful. I'm consistent. I'm a protector. I'm a provider. Even when you fall down, I'm here to pick you up. I'm here to lift you. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to dust you off and say, come on, let's keep going. Let's keep going. So I hope you're encouraged by that. And I hope that you'll remember that this love that He's put in you isn't just for you, but it's for
all these houses out here.
Literally a 360 degree view of Castle Rock, the meadows. 90% of them don't have a church family. 90% of them don't have any kind of spiritual feed going on in their life. Lord Jesus,
send us to those who are willing to hear and receive.
Amen. Yep.
Lord, give us opportunities with people to demonstrate your love. And as we do, I know that you're going to be faithful to provide for our needs, to protect us and help us and strengthen us. Amen. Let's pray. I'm going to pray now. Pray over the food, play some music, and we'll get out of here. Happy Independence Day, everybody.
Yeah, man.
Back at you. Lord Jesus, we love you so much. Thank you for your unconditional love that you show to us over and over again. Even when we fall down and we're not faithful, you remain faithful because you can't deny who you are. Thank you for your consistent love, your goodness, and your mercy. Help us to love each other with that kind of undying affection. The same affection that you've shown to us. Bless our food today. Bless our fellowship. God, as we continue this month throughout July to grow a healthy church culture, to become a more loving body than we've ever been, help us to really, really do that. Not just to talk about it, Lord, but to really do it. Bless the food. Lord, in the hands of prepared, thank you, God, for Craig and Deanne and their hard work on this meal. And I pray you bless them because of their faithful service. And bless our week, Lord. I pray that as people travel for Independence Day and set up firecrackers and M80s, that no one would lose a finger. That we'd all have a good time but not endanger ourselves. Make it a good week, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.